much, but a lot of people have been buying the Christmas sweaters. Did you get one?
But I haven't got one yet, dude, but they've been selling.
Yeah, people like them.
Hell yeah, dude. It's a Christmasy gift.
Yeah, man, and the tamales on it.
Conchas.
You know what I want to see, though?
What?
Chamorita.
Well, with the Christmas sweater on?
And no, and MC Pancho baking Christmas cookies together.
That's wearing the sweaters?
Dude, they'll be wearing whatever they want to wear, though. You know, but just them together, bro, like with chef hats, you know, or then just them making cookies together, you know, like, and then him talking about, orale, we never make cookies, or orale, today, Chamorita is gonna make cookies, and we're gonna make them a very holiday seasonal, eh? Do them, bro.
We're gonna give it a lot of sprinkles, like green ones, and white ones, and red ones. Just the significance of Christmas.
Yeah.
I wanted to make all sound weak, dog.
I wanted to make all butterflies, eh?
Little butterflies.
But I thought about it this morning. It'd be funny.
Well, no, it'd be awesome.
Not funny, or just interesting.
This is the part right here where we put the chocolate chips in the cookie.
Yeah, we do like, we've been doing, they start talking about cook. I used to go to Mrs. Fields, eh?
Mrs. Fields in the mall, dog.
That's old school, right?
Yeah, it's been around for days, though. The original soft.
Was that the only place you went to? Was that one?
They sold cookies, and I went there specifically for a cookie. I think so.
Did you guys have the cookie company here?
I don't know. No, we had Mrs. Fields. I know because it was a red. It was a red
logo.
And in Houston, they have another one that I went through one time, but they don't got them over here. Nestle House or.
Nestle, just the
Toll House.
Yeah, Toll House.
Yeah, right now.
Those soft batch, no?
Soft batch.
It's the first time I had them like that.
They later on, I didn't know that. That was the thing, you know. Soft chocolate chip cookies. I love soft chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, back in the day when I first discovered them, damn.
My mom never in her life bought Chips Ahoy.
That was original chocolate
in
chip.
Her life,
that's
bro.
That's why we hate chocolate chip cookies.
You were balling if you took those to lunch, dog.
Dude, we never had those chocolate chip cookies.
Started getting them in the sixth grade.
Never got them, bro. And then they came out with a red box of Chips Ahoy that were soft.
Chips Ahoy! I'm going to give you a salute.
Do you know that if you buy a regular bag of Chips Ahoy or some other hard cookie, that you can put a piece of bread inside the bag and the cookies will absorb the moisture and become soft.
I'll get into that, but you killed my thunder.
Oh, no way!
I'm just kidding.
Happy anniversary.
It's our anniversary, Rodrigo.
Happy anniversary.
It's our anniversary. 3 years ago, Rodrigo was the best man and they gave him the light during the speech.
Now we get Chris the light.
Chris the light. I'm pulling.
Chris went on a rant.
Chris went on a rant.
I can't even believe
love.
It, bro. Love, bro. It's a four-letter word, bro.
I think he was drunk. I don't know what was happening. I thought somebody had a plan, but no.
Him and Birdman showed up looking like fucking 1950 detectives. Wearing brown pants.
Felicia Michaels. Al Madrigal.
The late Ralphie May.
Oh, yeah, Ralphie was there dancing with his kids.
All happy.
Fred Stoller, trying to get an agent.
By himself, wondering if he was dressed right.
Yeah, he was asking about his jacket.
And I said, wait, man, there'll be a guy named Juan Garcia wearing jeans.
Jean shorts.
He's going to walk in with Gracie 10 minutes before her to pretend they didn't come together.
So I'm riding my coattails.
That's funny, man. But we have a lot of people at the wedding. Eric Andre showed up.
Yeah, he was
just enough time for a plate.
Yeah.
A little something.
He showed up.
Shout out to our wedding planner. I never gave her a shout out. I never said anything on Instagram. I kept forgetting. But Vanessa Vargas.
Vanessa Vargas. If you're looking for a wedding planner, man. Vanessa Vargas at Vanessa Vargas.
I think it's Nessa Events.
Actually. Nessa Events.
I'll post about it. I'm going to post about it today on my Instagram.
Yeah, man. And also, we had our our wedding guy, the guy who married us, our pastor, he's a magician.
He's
too.
A magician.
Yeah, man.
The magic castle, right?
He made wedding balls disappear.
And a ponytail, huh?
A ponytail, bro.
That ponytail.
That's from about the honey, remember?
Oh, yeah.
That was weird.
don't know. I guess it's some energy.
What do we have though? I forgot.
No, that was the for the African part of it. That was,
yeah, with I forgot about
that. Yeah, it's this African tradition. Like in the United States, most people
appropriate African tradition.
Well, they like to light a candle together, or now they mix sand together. Yeah. So the idea is that you're becoming one. It's a different little ceremony that you can do,
bro.
And we chose this African ceremony where you like taste a little bit of honey. And you taste a little bit of lemon, and so you taste something bitter, something sweet, something spicy, to talk about the different aspects of relationship, of marriage, over time.
Yeah, man. Other ingredients, you can use them for a tea and cure your fever.
Yeah.
I remember saying that, like, it'll be an old ass or an old lady.
Oh, no, my dad would think
I
could chingar
this. I know.
Don't bother.
He said, you know what was going on.
Bueno, es una michelada. Yeah, so ever since then, now actually we mixed michelada mixes together. Now this is salt.
Yeah, Connie Jack.
Hey, are you going to tell that story?
I'm going to get married at Steven's Steakhouse.
Are you going to tell that story about the noodle world in Ontario?
That's why people were waiting,
you
I guess.
You didn't tell the story.
You didn't tell it
the
at
lady
all.
Got attacked?
Oh, man. It was insane.
Pandemonium.
First of all, we're walking into a noodle house because I heard they have the best pad thai.
They had a lot of good noodles.
They had a lot of good noodles. Noodle world gets down, bro. Nice, yeah. It was good.
Bomb pad thai though?
Yeah, man. You know something, you get pad thai and you got to question yourself. Like, these people actually put nuts? And yeah, man. It had like peanuts on it. Anyways, man. So we get there and then there's this white dude who runs inside Noodle House, right?
Well, first, we pull up, the car pulled in, we pulled into the parking lot, and we heard this woman screaming.
Oh, he took my dog!
He took my dog!
Thank you.
Yeah, and she's running after him with this other woman. And this guy runs into Noodle World with the little puppy, right? You can't even see it. It's so small.
It's a teacup.
Yeah, and
it's a Maltese, a baby Maltese.
Yeah. So then that woman's like trying to beat him up to get the dog back.
She looked like Greg the Hammer Valentine.
She did look like Greg the Hammer. But that's not the point.
So what happened?
What happened was this, man. That woman, the one that looked like Greg the Hammer Valentine, yeah. She was there with her daughter, right? And she looked like Dab Queen of Ontario, bro. Without the tattoos, without still living at her mom's house.
Lifted off an Ultra Ball.
She could pass for someone in Tempe.
Yeah, man. She could pass for someone who lives in, somewhere, bro, like near Ohio or Illinois, that little area, bro, Wichita, Kansas.
I said Wichita.
Yeah, man. Like, her legs never seen the sun.
Just pasty.
Pasty, dog. Well, that got nothing to do with it. We're getting right back here. Just describing the people at large. And so the other guy was just a regular, you know, California white boy, you know.
Hey, bro. Great,
regular hair, bro. His mom, you know, she looked like she was a white woman from the Orange County with a little bit of cash. You know, okay. You could tell, man. You could tell by her heels. They were not white, bro. Like, she'd been walking on cement all day.
She was shiny.
Yeah, man. You know, she took care of herself. So what happened was, Brave Hammer Valentine woman, her and her daughter, they sell Maltese on Craigslist. They sold them a Maltese for $900.
Damn. A week before.
And it died. It died. So they wanted their money back. So then.
But they didn't go asking for
their money.
They didn't go ask for their money, bro. They didn't even call them. We need our money back. This is what happened, bro. California white guy, man. He watched too much TV, dog.
American.
Him and his mom have watched too much A-Team, bro. Too much fucking television,
Hannibal
dog.
Over here,
they said, first of all, they said, meet us at the noodle world. They pretended they were going to buy a new dog.
In the parking lot.
Transaction number two, bro. The plan was to go buy a dog. Pretend we're going to buy a dog. Then we get there, snatch it out of her hand and run.
Bro, that's why that lady was crying?
That's why she was crying. So when they get there, bro, that dude runs inside. They chase that dude to inside Noodle World. They want to take the dog. So he's being attacked by break the hammer Valentine, bro.
But that fool went inside.
And then
it's safe.
But then his mom.
Then his mom was saying, "Leave my son alone." She started punching the shit out of Greg the Hammer Valentine, bro.
That's what her head went into the tile wall.
Break her hair back, and then the woman got the dog and put it in her chest, and it pretty much almost smashed it when she fell, dude. Everybody watching this, dude. I'm recording this. And I'm recording this like this going, "Hey, man, somebody call the police."
The cashier's
going, "We already did."
Standing there like this.
"Hey, man, check my noodles." "Somebody call the police." There's somebody saying, "We already called the police." So then the police come. They're driving by. I go call them. And then I put my video up on Instagram story immediately, bro. I wrote, "White people be like," immediately, bro. You know, like hashtag white people Saturday. So I put that up there, right? So then the police is asking everybody what's going down. They're asking that woman what happened, whatever, right? They gave that woman a ticket for beating up Greg the Hammer.
Oh, like a little, they don't have to go to jail, but you got to show up to court or something.
Yeah. So they're asking me if I could see that video. Then I told the cop, "Listen, man, before I show it to you, I already wrote white people be like." "So I don't want you to be offended because this is your people." I just told him like that, "This is your people." When he saw that shit, he fucking had a heart attack. He said, "Send me that shit."
Oh my God.
So I sent it to the police officer. And then they all shared it, and I was gonna invite him to the show, but it was sold out.
Getting evidence over here.
But they were laughing, dude. Like, they thought, like, it could have escalated. And the police officer said that straight up, that they're lucky that it didn't get worse, like beating them up worse or bringing out a gun.
Oh, yeah, man. Shit, I guess it wasn't that ghetto then, no?
If you're listening, man, that's not the way you do things. Because I remember one time when they stole my bicycle, the fool shot at me at Echo Park.
And they said, they took it from the porch.
Took it from the porch, and then they started talking shit, and I said, "Hey, man, I hope you get a good money for that meth." Then that fool shot at me.
Mm-hmm.
Some dude told me, "What you should do, dog, put up a reward for lost bike, for your bike, $500, $200. And when your bike shows up, bro, just take your bike back." Come on, man.
Ain't somebody going to be pissed because they didn't get the prize?
Yeah, man. Imagine, no, but they stay there because only the thief is going to show with the bike.
Oh, dude, the same fool that had the gun?
Idiot, huh?
Hell yeah. That's why those people did that shit to that lady. That was $900, dog.
$900 in cash.
If that fool would have died probably like a month after, maybe not, dog. But it was a week, fool. But still, dog, that's a chance you take, dog.
First of all, man, you do not make dog deals on Craigslist. You make prostitution deals. Deals for speakers.
You know, give me some MTXs.
I got robbed like that before.
What happened?
I was washing my car, the Volvo, with a bike of death. And
that's your first Volvo.
Yeah, man. And then some dude shows up, some dude from Hazard, I think. And then they say, "Hey, homie, you want to buy some speakers?" So I thought, okay, I'll buy some speakers. Thought they're going to be good.
Yeah.
They sound good. And then I took them home, bro. They didn't work.
So what the fuck was he using for the sound?
I don't know. I remember they worked, but they didn't work that well. But they were worth the price.
Gotcha.
They were stolen.
Oh, shit. Always at a discount, though, dog.
Yeah, man.
Fucking Maltese, Plaza.
A Maltese, bro.
I never even heard of it. I heard of a Maltese, but I never heard about any little story about, like, you know, getting robbed.
My dad pulled some shit like that, too, bro.
No, for what, dog?
So there was this guy named, growing up, this is a different story, but there's a guy named Eli, right?
Uh-huh.
And
that's in the hood or what?
In the hood. He was like the guy that used to fix everybody's car, right? Shout out to Raul. You know what I'm talking about. They were called the Lecheros, bro, because they were all dirty.
What, like white mechanic clothes?
No, because the first time the guy showed up, he was wearing an all-white suit.
Uh-huh.
So he looked like a milkman, so they called him Lecheros. But all these fools in his family, they were like 15 deep, bro. They were all athletic, bro. Like the older brother, he used to take the little ones and teach them how to do gymnastics, bro. And then, like, they didn't want to. That fool punch him in the face, dog.
Get ready for the lip.
Bro, it was like being trained by Russians, dog. Without steroids. So Manuel, well, I don't want to say his name, dude. The older brother.
The Lecheros?
Yeah, the older brother, bro. He used to make them do gymnastics, bro. And run laps around the projects.
So just like hardcore though, like Nazi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Turn these fools into athletes.
Yeah.
And they did turn into athletes or?
Hell no, bro. One of them got shot, bro. The fuck fell off the meat bag. Shut up. Another one got killed in the field trying to get some grapes.
The training didn't help.
Bro, it was bad, their story, dude.
Fuck, dude.
They need to have house inspections in the project where they check your house to see if it's dirty or how clean it is or should we paint it. Fool, the lady that was checking their house, as soon as she walked in, she tripped over the box of herramienta, bro. She tripped over a big-ass two-part, dog.
She told me.
Because that dude used to do mechanics outside.
He had his tools right there in the living room?
Tools, bro. That fool used to fucking fix cars on PCP, dog.
Damn.
Like, he was fixing this guy named Junebug's Volkswagen, and he was like this dude with a wrench and a socket like this. And it was just like this, bro. Like, if you're watching me on YouTube, man, you know what I'm talking about. If you're watching me, if you're listening to me, just pretend I'm a bat catcher, but instead of holding a glove and a ball, I'm holding tools, and I have my head down.
For days?
And that fool stood there for an hour, dude. when he got out of the...
Just when, high, dog.
When we came back and slapped him out of it, he couldn't walk no more, dog. His legs fell asleep, bro. He turned into an accordion. He just pushed him back.
Hit the collapse button.
Yeah, man. So I was getting somewhere with the story. Bro.
Oh, but this is, your dad did that shit to some fool.
Oh, yeah.
A little jack move like the lady in the Maltese.
So, man, we had somebody stole our truck at Sears, bro. Our pickup truck, bro. Our pickup truck at Sears.
The whole thing, not the battery.
Yeah, man.
This
they stole the whole car. And it was gone.
Up, yeah.
Later on, I found that shit somewhere, like in the West Side, bro. Like, over there where they shot White Man Can't Jump somewhere.
Those fools needed a ride, though.
Yeah, without the camper.
Oh!
So, we found a truck all messed up. Then, we were at Kmart, bro. I don't know if I told the story. We were at Kmart. Did I tell the story?
No.
We were at Kmart, and my dad recognized the camper of somebody's truck. No matter, bro.
This is
fucking camper forensic, bro. No, it's just un cubo. It's just un
We won't have a snack piece.
It's Coleman.
Coleman. And the drama?
You are somebody's truck. He knew, dog. So
what did he do?
We call the cops. That fool called the police. He said, oh, it's in me troca. It's in me camper. And then the cops were all there, bro. The man showed up. Everybody was there, right? And I'm down, bro. The cops said, how do you know your car? And then I said, there's a hole on the left-hand side of this truck. And I said, my little brother, he left his toy stuck in there. But my dad didn't know that, right?
Oh, damn, the burden of proof over here.
Yeah,
though.
So my dad was all like, my dad was thinking that shit, bro. He was really thinking about getting the camper back. He was thinking about who the fuck put that hole in there. So, see, man, I said, yeah, man. So that fool put his finger in there and stuck a little G.I. Joe out, dog. So, it was our camper.
And then what happened? They took that shit off and sent that fool to jail? Or
they
that
took the whole truck. They impounded that truck, and they were taking that. When they were impounded, his two kids were crying because they were taking the truck.
What happened to you guys, though?
My dad said. Those kids were crying because they were taking their truck away, bro, because they had a stolen camper.
Yeah.
At Kmart. And then my dad said, and then I told him my dad, like, I would look at the Tanyo Rando, like, they're crying. I don't know why I just said they're crying. He lied and shit. We were crying, dog. We were crying. We had to walk. Was that didn't get on foot. They were crying.
Hell no, dude. So they jacked the truck originally at Sears, and you found the camper at Kmart.
Kmart, bro.
Damn, dude.
So if they stole your car, man, at Super A Market. Go look for that poofer, let's say.
Shit came full circle, dog.
Yeah, man. So, dude, My brother Angel, the one who's MIA, mm-hmm. you know, he can't come over here because that fool has 2.5 strikes. One more, he's done.
Dang.
So he has to, like, come back. We got to illegally bring him back someday. Or go there and do the podcast in Tijuana. the true Angel story. We'll do it by the bridge. So
I'd love to do that. I really would.
Me too.
Find like a restaurant or a coffee shop or something that's right there, or you can just go over for a couple hours.
And then bring my dad too, bro. So what was I saying?
About Angel.
One day you'll do a story about Angel.
No, before that.
You still talking about Angel?
No, I wasn't.
Well, the camper.
The camper, yeah, the camper. So my Angel told me that when my dad was in Mexico, he said, well, they stole the truck again. They stole the truck again. I don't know where they stole it, but my dad came out with
the truck. International theft now.
So, dude, they stole the truck, and my dad said, my brother said that my dad and friend were partying like a Tuxpan Nayarit, mm-hmm. and they saw that fool from Kmart driving my dad's truck with the camper this time.
Damn. So that fool's where your dad's from?
I don't know, man. So my dad and friend started chasing that fool from Mexico to probably kill him, dog. So now I'm thinking, man, why is this guy so personal about a truck? I'm thinking my dad must have fucked his wife, dog, or something. Why would you be so...
Fucked her the camper, right?
Why be personal over a truck?
I don't know. Fool, what happened?
We need to find out.
Okay. What the hell? But dude, weren't trucks with campers popular back in the 80s?
Hell yeah, bro. Yeah, Coleman.
Yeah, the fool wanted one, though.
Huh? Bro, it was like a...
Chombre.
It was brown at first when they stole it. Then my dad got it back, and he painted it beige. It was beige with a camper, fool.
Damn, dude, that's crazy. So all the way to Tuxpan.
They're outside Tuxpan Nayarit, that's where we're from, bro. Who we from, man? What's up, Food Podcast? Bro, that was a mean cold opening, eh?
I know, huh? Backstage.
It felt like the beginning of Stranger Things, bro. You know, it's funny how every show just starts right away, huh?
Yeah,
no commercial break. Yeah, man. It's like you're having sex with one show. No, suddenly another show comes around and gets you from behind. Then you're done with that show. Then you know there's another show coming at you, bro.
Assaulting your ass.
Next thing you know, bro, you lost 13 hours. And you didn't do one line of meth.
You got binged.
All right, bro. We gotta do some upcoming show, bro. We have a guest here.
Yeah, man.
All over here laughing, bro. All the way, bro, from my old neighborhood that way to live.
Off of Glendale Boulevard?
No, bro. I used to live over there. When I used to live over there, Boylston? By the Boylston, bro. Remember I used to buy crack over there on Diamond Street.
Sunset, huh?
Hell yeah, bro. I got to know them. I got to know them right away, bro, just to buy drugs from them later. I got stories that happened over there, bro. Some crazy stories. They put this over there in the other neighborhood, over there. Old school neighborhood, bro.
Which one?
Fucking the Headhunters.
Oh, damn.
That's an old school neighborhood. Wow. You guys don't know who the Headhunters are, man? We talked about it in a podcast. The Headhunters, they started off in 1980-something. They actually used to be a football team, and they used to wear Atlanta Hawks jerseys, bro. Their jerseys were like Atlanta Falcons.
For their team?
They were black and red.
Really?
Yeah, man. Back in the day, they started off like a football team. But then they became a gang when, crack started coming around, bro. People want to get paid.
Yeah.
And same with MS-13 because they used to be called Marasala Trucha Stoners 13 back in the day. You guys don't know, man. You gotta pay extra $10 to know this knowledge. What's up, fool? All right, man. I lost my glasses 2 weeks ago, so my eyes beginning used to reading without glasses. It hurts a lot, but fuck it. Upcoming shows, December 14th through the 17th, Addison Improv in Addison, Texas. You are listening to this today on a Friday morning. The show is sold out. Saturday is sold out. We got a couple of tickets left for Friday night and Sunday. Come on, people. Come on. Sunday. You don't know who's going to show up. Sunday's always the best show because I don't go by the script, bro.
Lord's Day on Sunday. Anything goes.
Anything. All right. We're back to business. In January, I'm coming to Boulder, Colorado, Portland, Oregon, Chicago, Illinois, New York City, Palm Springs, Coachella, California, Tucson, Arizona. Check out FelipeWorld.com/tour and all the show dates and also, ticket links.
Also, one more thing.
There you go.
Ice House. There's a benefit for Flaco that's going to be happening on December 27th. I think it's a Tuesday. And that's happening at the Ice House in Pasadena. So you're going to host the show.
We're not promoting that show. That's what Diego did it too.
Okay.
All right. I think the guy texted me.
Okay. Cool. So, but yeah, Brian McDaniel's in
this show is going to be called the people who gave Flaco a ride to the fucking hospital show.
But Felipe's hosting, and the money all goes to Flaco's medical bills and all that stuff. Because he's had like three surgeries.
Yeah. Man. I forgot to turn it. He like to have more surgeries than a panic man. He has three heart surgeries, right?
Yeah. And it may be possible that he'll show up because he showed up after his first surgery.
He'll show up and get that check, bro. So.
But yeah, so if you come down, you're local.
He's getting bullied too, so help him out.
Hey, no fun be paid.
Yeah, man. Flaco, you know Flaco, man. You know Flaco, that's the homie. He's the one that did the stand-up comedy on the first anniversary live podcast.
Yeah.
He has opened up for us. We always talk about him. But yeah, man, he'll be there. We're doing a fundraiser. October, no, December 28th.
27th.
27?
Yes.
December 27th at the Ice House in Pasadena. There's going to be two shows?
Just one show.
I think it's now.
It's at 7:30 or 8, but yeah. All the information's on Ice House's website.
So,
if
you want to do something good for the people, and for Flaco, man, to get him more beers.
Yeah, little drinks all with straws in it.
Yeah, so he'll be there, man. Also, man, I'm going to finish this up right here. Shout out, bro. Come on, bro.
To all the iTunes reviewers, Scott from Turlock, California.
Turlock.
Matt from Minnesota. German Torres in Dallas. See you in Addison this week. Dito, the Fool. Mugs310, thanks for coming out to Hermosa this past week. Patty DLR, Nacho Hubby, Abuz, Carlson Towing in Ventura. And Queen B 1128 in San Jose. Queen B Fullerton. A lot of Queen Bees.
Two Queen Bees back-to-back.
Crazy, huh? PD Lokes, for who listens at work, and now all the coworkers call their supervisors fools.
What's up, fool? Man, what a week, bro. Bakersfield.
Crazy, huh?
The Marcelo Aguayo. And also Johnny Roque and Macho Rizzo. It was cool, huh?
Yeah, okay, it was awesome.
Selena, bro, I've been there in years.
Oh, yeah. Dude, didn't that shit happen fast as fuck, though?
Real fast. The whole year's gone fast.
Dude.
My whole life, bro, happened fast.
I'm
surprised I had time to sober it up.
But it was awesome, dude. It was an awesome weekend. It was intense, though.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm trying to lose weight, bro. I'm at 280 right now.
Hey, how long you been doing that, fool?
Eating fat, eating a little more, eating late, probably gonna sleep with pie. I'm a 280, bro. I wanna be like this guy over here.
All smiley and shit.
Imagine, bro, and fool that guy. Shit, watch out.
I don't know if the wind will take you, though.
I'm big, bro. But I do pushes every day.
Hell yeah.
Bro, I'm getting like a prison body, bro. Like when they tell you, oh yeah, the homie's eating healthy in there,
eh?
What's up, fool, man? Man, what a night. I gotta say something. Paul Rodriguez hit me up.
Hey.
Yeah. Paul Rodriguez is the only guy who picks up his phone to text me, and he goes to an email. So I don't get it until a week later, bro. But when I check my email, Lisa finds out. So there's an eFundMe for a documentary. You know, all those DACA kids?
Yeah.
But they don't all make it, right?
Right.
Some of them get lost in El Salvador. Some of them get lost in Mexico. Some of them go into prostitution. You know, whatever, man.
They're not all kids.
They're not all kids.
It's all sorts of people.
All sorts of people.
They get lost,
bro,
in the shuffle.
They say there's like 700,000 immigrants or illegal immigrants crossing, and then about 200,000 of them don't make it to their destination. So they go missing, whether they're being sold, whether they've died, they've been killed.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to say that I am the last paisa standing. I was one of the 600,000 who made it. But back then, man, but these people, you don't understand, they're not coming from Mexico or like Tijuana. Because that was the first the first wave of immigrants that were coming out here. Because I know that most of the Colombians that were coming, they were flying out here, bro. They had cash to come over here. There was no Colombians coming in illegally. But Mexicans were coming in from Mexico, from Juarez, Sinaloa, and now they're coming from everywhere, huh?
Hell yeah, dog. El Salvador, Guatemala, Belize. Even those, dude, there's a lot of fools coming through there, dog. They're even stuck in Mexico. But anyways, so, what's up with that documentary, though?
The documentary is about the moms who are looking for their kids.
Oh, the ones that, so...
They make a bus tour every
year. The kids, did they get sent by themselves? Or they
come with themselves.
Oh, see, dude. Or,
but they weren't always kids. It might have been their,
they
know, 20-some-year-old.
They just never made it back to their...
Yeah.
So where they were supposed to go.
They never made it to where they were supposed to go. Some of
there's no record of them. Like, it's like you send out your kids, but you already don't know where they're at. But these moms, they do a pilgrimage every year on buses to go look for them or to honor their death. Or how many have they found?
I don't know how many they found to date.
But the documentary is about the women.
It's about their journey.
The whole journey. The you know, nobody knows. It's like a whole. So when I saw it, I was like, whoa, man. It feels like a Vice documentary, you know, or this could be like a, it's going to be a movie, of course, a documentary. So I said, you know, I felt like, man, they needed money. So I donated money, bro. I became one of the co-producers.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm co-producing this movie with Paul Rodriguez and someone else, I guess.
What's it
whoever time? Puts, it's called, Lisa?
A Place of Absence.
A Place of Absence. So so it'll be a movie coming out, and I'm proud, happy that I'm part of it.
Are they still working on it?
Yeah,
the funding, they had a GoFund or an Indiegogo, one of those, for it. And the people who, I think they're trying to raise $30,000 to complete their travels because they're doing two more trips.
Did they meet it countries. Yet?
Yeah. They're at $28,000. Oh, so just a couple thousand to go. But it's flexible. They get the funding whether or not they meet that goal or not. Yeah,
so, yeah, ma'am, yeah. Co-producer of that.
So far, they've got a lot of footage, and she that's cut awesome. Together a trailer and a teaser and stuff.
Yeah, the
so.
Paro Giga was the one that was talking. Let me tell you. So, yeah, man. So, that's what's going on. And also, I'm doing a movie. I'm shooting an independent movie called El Africano.
Oh, yeah. Who are you doing that with? Who?
I don't know, but I play in Mexicano. What a soul food! We got the Lisa, the manager, right here. With a mic, finally. For the information, the 411, the knowledge is power.
About
90% of
people are happy
about it. The other 10% are saying, tear it up, bro. Some guy came up to me at the show and said, tear it up. What a soul food! Hold on, man. Shout out to Martin Moreno, Hooter Moreno, George Perez, Sidek Eddie, Gene Riley. Oh my God, Gene Riley. And Vinny, Lisa, we're at the Yo 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 podcast, Extravaganza podcast, which was insane. Insane. They had you guys could watch it on Martin's Facebook Live. I don't know how long it's going to be there, but they had a porn star there, bro. They had the dating game, man. That dating game was so dirty, bro. I got a fucking cold sore in the back. It was crazy, huh?
It was crazy, dude. What's up with all that whipping, though?
I don't understand.
Spanking.
Can we get one more shout out?
Shout out to who? Reyna?
Reyna.
Shout out to Reyna Gonzalez Vasquez. I am so hooked on your podcast. Thank you very much. Reyna, please tell all your friends, man. We need more women to get into podcasts.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. So what was I saying, Don?
Hardos. The fucking...
It was crazy, bro. Everyone showed up, bro. It was like the who's who used to work at the Improv. Shout out to the people that gave us the edibles. Man.
Did they mess you up? Oh, you didn't
try? I was looking around to see what I could eat. They had pan dulce, bro. Pan dulce edible. They had the churro donut. Let me tell you, man, Lisa fell asleep, and I got those almonds, I ate half of the almonds before I didn't get up to 11:30 in the morning.
Are you serious?
Before I got up at 8, but I felt like I had, I felt like I was carrying a person on my shoulders, dude. I felt like I was carrying, like, a little person, like I was carrying Brad Williams, like I was carrying Vinny, bro, on my lap. I was carrying Rizzo, bro. And then I just... I was like, I drank some scope, try some water. Went back on the bed, went to bed, bro, got up, and then slept for another 3.5 hours. Those all men were strong. I don't know who the name of the girl was, but yeah, shout out to them.
I can't find the name.
I got the card at the house.
That wasn't the fat, P-H-A-T, fat kid treats.
It was fat kid treats.
Was that those people?
Yeah. It was good. Sure. Anyways, bro, we got a guest here, bro. This is for you, my friend.
Oh, damn, look at that.
That's for you, bro. Merry Christmas, bro. Bro, you know how I found MC Pancho, right?
Yeah,
on Instagram?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just like researching him, and I say, you know what? I'm going to have him on a podcast. Well, this fool, I found like 8 months ago, right? He lives in the same neighborhood, right, where I was living. Uh-huh. Then I said, who's this Cholo, bro? And I said, all right, he's a Raider fan. Then this fool does puppeteering, bro. He does puppeteering at that puppeteer place.
Bob Baker.
Well, I got you this too, bro.
Oh, look at this motherfucker.
Merry Christmas. Anyway, so that's for later, bro. Put it out away. Anyway, so yeah. So I saw him there, bro, like sometimes like blunt, whatever. Yeah. But there was more to this guy, bro.
He had a puppet in
it. What was the name of the place?
Bob Baker Marionettes.
Bob Baker Marionettes is in Echo Park. It's right there where it's like in the middle
the bend,
between
right?
Where I used to live, Diamond Street, and the other place, bro. It's like neutral.
Downtown?
Yeah, bro. That was the only place where white people go in that neighborhood.
Demilitarized them?
Like, the only place that the white people there are not police. Or hipsters who are lost looking for that bar on Glendale. Yeah, bro. So, this food does. He went in there, bro. He thought, first of all, man, you know, a strip of. The fool thought that place was a movie theater, bro. He thought it was like a little baby AMC. He thought that it was an independent movie. He thought they show pornos there, probably. But it was close enough, bro. Hand puppets.
There you go.
So the fool started working there, bro. He got a job at the marionette place, you know, learning and shit, getting this and that. And now he does puppetry now. He's a marionette motherfucker, so yeah. He's puppet. He does puppets, bro.
The puppeteer.
What's up, bro? We got Caim. Caim or Caim?
Caim,
bro. I knew Caim. Caim, bro.
People usually get confused because, I mean, we're, you know, in this side of town, but it's in Espanol, you know, because my parents are from Guatemala, actually. But
I was Chapin born in the house, bro.
But I was born and raised in Tijuana, so it's kind of, you know, a little weird. But yeah, it's Caim.
So, what neighborhood in Tijuana?
Tijuana, La Colonia Libertad, Calle 12, Parte Baja.
Bro, my shout out to my fucking dark ass cousin Javier, bro. That fool, we grew up, bro. Colonia Vecindad, Colonia 13, bro.
Really?
Yeah, the 13, bro. If you guys don't know, that's part of the neighborhood of Tijuana where burning your trash, it's like everybody does it.
Just throw it in the sea.
You know what we did for fun in Colonia 13? Okay. We used to put out a bunch of bottles in an empty lot and break them. That's it. Over there, man, in that neighborhood, you can tell who's balling, bro. Because they have their house is made with cement.
For real.
Bro, when I was living there, man, the bathroom was outside, dog.
Most of the time, I had a bathroom outside.
Of course, bro.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
We should hear that.
And the bathroom, like the shower, will be right next to
Fishy's
it.
She's ratas, bro. That's like the ghetto side of Tijuana.
Yeah, I lived like in a vecindad that was like almost falling apart.
La vecindad libertad,
yeah,
man.
It was crazy working on this
one. Yeah, and because my father's baby mama. She lived in a good part of, and my cousin, they lived in my mom's cousins, they lived in the good side of Tijuana, La Mesa.
Oh,
La Mesa always been good, huh?
Well, I came over here when I was 13, so I didn't got to travel like places. I was just in my little neighborhood and school and, you know, just...
Hey, bro, tell everybody how dusty that neighborhood is, bro.
It's nothing but just dirt in there.
It's dirt, bro. They don't even, they don't fucking want to put cement, dog.
Yeah,
you know what it feels? It feels like you're driving, you feel a bunch of rocks. And a paletero guy, it's a lot of paleteros in that neighborhood.
Yeah, it's a pinche camotera right there with the whistles, you know, like hearing the whistles. This is true. We're following that for all the time. It's funny.
Yeah, man, but good ass tacos, bro.
Oh, hell yeah. Tacos over there are bomb as fuck. I mean, I can't really go back, but what I remember, I, you know, like, it's hell, it was bomb.
Yeah, man. So that's la colonia de Libertad, bro.
12?
Yeah, 12. And my uncle lived on 13.
It's crazy, man. It's my world.
Small world, huh? So how did you, what was it like living out there when you growing up?
Well, I mean, I was in school, you know. I was just a little kid trying to, you know, just go to school. I mean, most of my family were like kind of gangbangers and shit. And I was
out there in TJ?
Yeah, like, so the neighborhood right there was like, you know, like, that was most of my family was from.
My cousin was from that neighborhood too.
Oh, yeah. So I was just, you know, I mean, I was a little mocoso right there. So I was just, you know, like, they would hardly let me go outside, you know. My uncles or just cousin were playing soccer outside, and they would let me go outside because, you know, man, it's just a neighborhood we used to live in, but like, I would still go outside, you know what I mean? That's what usually my little nickname back in the day was Nessie, you know, they would call me Nessie because, I mean, I would still go outside even though they would tell me not to, you know. Just, I mean, they would be outside playing and I can't really go outside. It's kind of...
El Nessio, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Instagram knows me a puppet master, but, like, yeah, that's, you know, like, I guess that's my new name now, but, yeah.
Nacho, usually... you came here to America when you were 13?
Yeah.
You came here like illegally or fair and square?
Yeah, of course, not illegally.
in the trunk or?
We actually crossed the border, you know.
Did you get to the old school style?
I mean, my dad used to be a coyote, so I mean, we kind of.
Sure, you know, man. Coyote Rodrigo?
It's a
mental travel agent. You see, man, if you have money, use Greyhound. If you don't have money, coyote.
You can do that. Like, shoot someone's ID.
He's his father, the original Turismo Rápido.
So I mean, like my dad used to be like
today, your day friend of Venezuela.
For real, we didn't really suffer as much as a lot of people. Because I've been hearing so many stories, I've been like, damn, like.
So he already knew the routes by
like,
foot.
Not routes, but he knew like a loop to it. Like we get ourselves caught by the migra, and some family from over here would take us out with like una multa, you know, like.
Right.
Like we were five of us, like we're all like, you know, chill, like underage, so they would let us go out for free, and my mom they charged like $1,500 and shit. So it was good. Like, we're over here for, you know, trying to apply like, for a permit and something. And, like, at that time.
So you paid the $1,500 to who?
Yeah, for my mom only. They would let us, all my five brothers, they let us go out for free just to, like, to be here for, like, permit. Because we were, like, in a house home right there in San Diego for, like, at least, like, 5 months. You know, because we're trying to fight and all this. You know? I mean, I was young. I was just trying to process how all that stuff used to be. But, like, yeah, we were there for like 5 months, and then they let us all, like, you know, the kids let us go off for, like, my aunts, they used to be here, and my dad used to just, you know, go to court for stuff like that, and at the end, they were, you know, $1,500 to just let my mom go out, and we were fighting for at least, like, you know, like, almost a year, and then at the time, they were, like, asking my dad for, like, you know, $5,000, so they were trying to, like, you know, stay here, and, I mean, $5,000 is a lot of money, so my dad was just like, you know, no. And they would just give us a date to, like, you know, trying to go back. But, I mean, yeah, so we just ended up just, you know, somehow just managing. Just
man, it must be a lot more money now, huh?
Yeah. What was that, like the early 90s?
It was like, it was like in 2001, 2002. Damn. Yeah, I've been here for like 15 years or so, and not that long.
So you're part of the what? The Dream Act?
Nah, I didn't get to go in because I was a little troublemaker. But, you know, like, I mean, even though I've been working at the theater for a long time, like, I grew up in MacArthur Park, you know, like, that's actually where I grew up, in Aiden Westlake, and the neighborhood.
Aiden Westlake, damn.
Neighborhood right there is called Crazy Rider, so I grew up with those. You know, even though I was a paisita, you know, I didn't kick it with, you know, my, you know, with my own little people trying to, you know, like, I was kicking with the homies, you know, like, with the fools right there around, and that's how I kind of picked up English good, because I talk more slang than proper, but I kind of, you know, more fluently, because I just kicked it with the infos. And even though I just, they would call me all this shit, but I mean, I didn't care. I wanted to kick it right there, you know, like, everybody be right there chilling. Yeah, just post it up, and that's how I kind of picked up my style and everything. I mean, I grew up and everybody around, we were like 20. It was just little kids, you know, grow up here and there, and like three buildings around and
Crazy Rider, brother. Another yeah, gang that used to be a football team.
What is the fuck? That area used to be hard as fuck.
Crazy Riders was another hardcore gang that used to be a football team too.
Crazy
Riders in the 80s was also they used to have jerseys too.
Yeah.
That was their colors.
That's like old school. Name,
and right? Now
it's not even that big either.
Now it's hardcore.
It's just like right there, but that's where the money.
Crazy Riders, you see them also on Glendale Avenue too. You see,
are there people that used to live there too?
Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Oh, my bad. Crazy. Yeah,
that's crazy. That's somebody else.
I'm gonna start my you know what? I'm gonna start my fucking gang app, bro.
For real.
You are in right now. You're in Clips neighborhood. You need to get out of there. Get on the 5 freeway.
Sunset, that's crazy. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm glad that I kind of grew up in the, you know, in the streets instead of, you know, just being like home and stuff like that. Because, I mean, I kind of practically know where everything's at. And I know where I could walk through it and where I not to walk through. And
Did you see a lot of discrimination against you because you were a paisa from the Mexicans over here? Like, fucking paisa?
I mean, yeah, they used to clown me all the time. But, I mean, like, I was kind of like, since they knew that I kind of, like, you know, somehow, like, because in the, like, right there in my cardinal park, somehow, like, everybody kind of, like, knows me, you know, like, and I, not, like, in a bad way, because even though I used to, you know, be, like, not texting people, but I would go with this, like, a bunch of people, just, you know, slapping people left and right, and people will notice me, but, you know, sometimes they will hide from me, but I never joined the hood, because, I mean, I can't really join, like, a gang or something that will come me right and they will send me back, even though I'm not going that far, but, like, I'm not gonna, you know, trying to send back or nothing. That's the only probably reason that I kind of didn't like kind of stop me to like, you know, join the hood and shit. Cause I mean, I practically just, you know, I was there all the time. And I mean, I was just, I mean, yeah, I was just there.
Was it crazy? You just see a lot of crazy shit go down in that neighborhood?
Oh, hell yeah, man.
And they were like, you saw people actually getting taxed?
Oh, yeah, describe the taxing.
Describe what, by the way, you're going to know a different type of multa.
Well, I mean, Crazy Riders is known because, you know, they have other everything right there. You know, they got the Miquero, you know, they got everything. You can find anything right there, which is like a small...
Even fake green cards,
huh? People selling.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how it usually works.
They have people selling on the street.
So, like, you know, like, I'll just give you, like, a little example of, like, a everyday thing that I would go... Back in it, there's not anymore, but, like, you know, I'm trying to stay low for now, but... Back in the day, I would just walk out small, go into the show, because we do, like, a show at the theater, like, at 10 in the morning. And then I would leave the theater, like, at 12. After that, I would go into MacArthur Park, right in the metro. Like, that would usually be, like, you know, posting and shit. And just be, like, you know, find the other homies right there and just start smoking. Go up 8th Street. And, I mean, this would just, you know, like, depending on how deep we were, like, we'll go to each side of the streets because everybody would be posting there. And you, I mean, this was no, I mean... I know, like, most of the Miqueros, you know, but I'm not, like, right there every day.
What's Miqueros?
Miquero. Miquero is the guy that sent them, like, you know, the fake IDs. And,
oh,
the like,
Miqueros.
Yeah, Miqueros.
That's Miquero. Funny, man. Yeah. Rodrigo said that when you go by the fake green card, you got to put your hand out like this.
Yeah.
My friend, his friends, to go over there, all gay and go like this. So that right there, that's been going, selling fake green cards right there in MacArthur Park, 8th Street. All the way to fuck to Beverly. That's been going on for years,
yeah,
huh?
That's for sure.
You can't even stop it, huh?
Yeah, nah. Right now they actually
tell me how technical people get in making these green cards. Like I know something that I've been into a place where I go into a van and I get down on my knees like I'm praying and they take a photo of me. and then the guy charged me $10 and those photos, believe it or not, they're good enough to get a Mexican passport.
They work for legit purposes.
But some of them don't. Yeah. A lot of them are not legit too.
Yeah, it just depends on the background, you know. You just have to say like a regular ID. And be
what
like,
kind of? How do they make fake IDs?
Well, I mean, they have nothing but fucking like short
photoshops
around there, so you could just take a picture in any spot and just grab the information, like, you know, write it down, like, oh, I want this name, this location, and this address, and this weight, and whatever description, describe yourself for an ID. You grab the picture, and you get the paper, and just find one of those guys, and you will give it to them. And, I mean, you will try
to... What do they cost?
Well, it goes, I mean, if you want, like, a really good one, I mean, it costs, like, almost, like, $150 to get, like, a really good one, you know, like, it could go up higher than that. But I mean, you wanna like, cause I mean, the ones that I got, it was like $50 and shit. But that one's like, it's not really good because I didn't, I got one to like, I could just take a copy of it.
Yeah.
I would never take it to like a place. Oh yeah, I'll be like, oh.
And that's just for work purposes.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
I used to get.
It's not like gonna be crossing the border with that shit.
You're gonna get a police officer.
Nah, yeah. I do get like a Mexican ID just for that because I can't really.
Matricula.
Yeah, I can't really actually get a fucking my own little identification. Oh, they have all this fucking bullshit going on with myself, but I got a fake idea of myself, like, you know, like in a Mexican way, which it just inspired me to get a new one. It's just the way I just always applied to jobs, you know. I've been a cook for almost 7 years, and I figured I'd go with my hands, so I just went for the knife, you know, I just started cooking, and it was actually a pretty good, you know, experience going for the kitchen. And yeah, I just actually recently quit my job just to go full time at the theater, and because we're doing like night shows right now, right now, this is like the craziest season.
How'd you get into the puppeteering?
One of the homies that I used to go to Belmont High School with, he used to live in the same building as me. Yeah, we used to kick it together all the time. We used to, you know, like all the time. And he, I guess, one of the homies hooked him up. And he was like, you want to work at the theater? He just told me that. I was like, that's what I always thought it was, a movie theater. I was like, oh, a theater. I was like, fuck it, you know. It was actually my first job. I didn't speak no English at the time. Like, I was just like, like a really Placita right there, just chilling and shit. And yeah, he took me to Placita Alvera because it was like around Halloween to actually meet Bob, because he was doing like a Dia de los Muertos right there, like on stage. And yeah, he took me right there, and I was just, you know, like, I seen, like, my first puppet show right there doing, like, some skeleton numbers that he was doing there. And it was, I was just like, I never seen stuff like that myself, you know. I don't even remember seeing the movie Pinocchio, like, you know, even myself, like, the actual movie, you know, it's kind of like.
Pinocchio.
Yeah, so I never seen that shit before, so it's kind of, I mean, it's just, like, hilarious. Like, when I seen him, I was just like, what was going on right here? So he just, you know, came up to me, and I guess they introduced me, and. It was the first thing that Bob said, you know, it was like, he's tall, you know, like, because I'm like 5'10", and he just got really happy because I was tall, and how, like, at the beginning, I really, like, you know, like, get that, you know, like, I was like, what do you mean by that? Because, I mean, I was, you know, they always tell me, like, you know, they always clown me in that way, like, oh, I tell you, it's tall, like, what the fuck, like that. But, I mean, now I get it, because I've been doing this for so long, and I was like, the taller you are, the better manipulation you get to do the marionettes. It's like, you could just do them way better. And
can be no,
yeah, you
can no midget.
Like, yeah, like, if you're short, it's pretty hard for you to do, like, a really, yeah, it's just.
You're going to be like this,
yeah, it's really tough.
You're going to look like a mummy, bro.
It's really tough. And the guy, they actually.
How is your tall-ass fool manipulating?
That's right. I never seen a. Be like Rizzo, while was fucking puppet dragon.
The guy that got me into the theater, and he's kind of, he was short too. That guy was pretty short.
The little guy.
Yeah, and he actually kind of got a little good at it. You know,
snippets.
He was kind of good at it, and he just somehow left, and I just stay there.
An apple box. Yeah.
He learns something new every day.
But I didn't start doing
him,
like.
Call me largo, homie.
Oh, no, sorry.
Just kill it right there.
But I didn't start doing, like,
got me crazy.
Doing puppets, like, until, like, 5 years in, you know, like, I was doing the lighting effects first.
Well, you got to touch these puppets.
Yeah,
huh?
Like, no, not that. It's just, it's not easy to just grab a puppet and be like, oh, it's pretty, actually pretty difficult.
And a lot of their puppets at that theater are like, 100 years old,
oh,
right?
Yeah, the theater itself's been there for almost 60 years in 1963, which is, like, every puppet that we have is, like, over 40-plus years old, and we have a collection of almost 3,000 marionettes, which is amazing. And a lot of people usually give me credit, which I'm like, I wish I would have done all that. I just performed with them. We actually just get to play with what Bob created. And
they make them there?
Yeah.
The puppets?
We actually haven't built new puppets in a while because after Bob passed away 3 years ago, after he passed away, everything right now is kind of going all crazy. And, but yeah, Bob didn't finish a show called Arabian Nights. It was kind of go based on the Aladdin story and the 40 thieves and all that. We're still missing, like, the main character, which is, you know, Aladdin, Sinbad, and, you know, the genie, and he just didn't get to finish those, and right now we're probably, we're gonna do, like, a big renovation coming up April for, like, almost, like, a year and a half. They're gonna build some apartment complex around the theater, so we're gonna try to build, like, a brand new one right next to it.
And it's so gonna tear it down?
Yeah, it's gonna take at least a year and a half.
You guys sold it, or they're forcing you guys sold?
I mean, he has his partner here, like, you know, Alton Wood, which he passed away, like, in 2000, and he was his business partner. Bob was mostly focused on shows, and his business partner was, like, financially, you know, taking care of the business. And after he passed away, just kind of, like, Bob lost it. And, you know, Bob did owe a lot of money, you know, to, like, I mean, you know, he was just mostly, you know, just in shows and doing stuff like that. And all that money just caught up to him at the end, and just, you know, was forced to actually save a place. And we're renting it for, like, at least, we're still renting it for, like, you know, for, like, almost 5 years. And, you know, we're like, oh, we're going to close down. But, I mean, we always struggle since I started. So, I mean, we're still there until they kick us out, that's for sure.
So that place survived by donations? We got big money for tickets?
I mean, we're becoming a non-profit organization right now. We're doing, like, all these big process. And I usually don't get involved in the office as much as I should, because that would be, like, another pain for me. I usually just worry about the shows, you know. As long as the shows are good, you know, I'm happy, because I mean that's what people come into the theater and, you know, watch a show. But for me to, like, you know, get involved in the office, it would be like, well, whether I know of, you know, like, but yeah, we, of course, you know, we live up, or, you know, people come in to see our shows, and, you know, we get donations from here and there, and to, like, do projects for, like, you know, we just recently did, like, a big project right here in the Farmer's Market in Echo Park. We did like, this big puppet show, like, in there, like, in the middle of the whole thing, and, you know, there's people that gave us money to manage to do that, which it was super cool, like, you know, to us to, you know, go to places and just show what we're doing. That's what we're going to be doing while the theater, you know, like, manages to close. We're going to be doing puppet shows, like, in the Pasadena Playhouse. Once in a while, there's going to be other theaters or maybe other places that we maybe perform in. But we always go everywhere.
Are you having a puppet show this Christmas? This holiday season?
Yeah. Well,
what day?
Christmas started since last month, actually.
One of the shows. Are you doing shows?
Yeah. I actually just missed a show to come here.
Oh, yeah? Where can we see you there? When are you there?
I'm there every day except today.
Oh, yeah, so every day the show.
Yeah, but I mean, like, right now, they actually, you know, we get actually really a really good crew that, you know, they managed to actually do the show with me, because I'm usually the guy that, you know, like, now, you know, like, I just been there the longest, you know, I'm kind of, you know, learn from Bob, and I'm the one teaching, you know, other people have whatever Bob taught me, and, you know, they actually managed right now to do the show with me, which is super amazing, because, I mean, like, since I've been there, I remember me having myself, like, a day off or something like that, you know, like, I always been in the shows. I never seen, like, a show, like, outside, like, you know, with the audience. I always been in the shows, and I always left and right, which is right now, you know, I feel super amazing about those guys.
What attracted me to you was I saw that on Instagram.
Right.
You had one of the puppets, and yeah. You were playing an old song, and
yeah.
You had that puppet roller skating.
Oh, right.
I never seen that shit before.
Like, that's cool.
That was cool.
For, like I said, in the theater, we got over 3,000 marionettes, and that marionette is out there. We have, like, maybe, like, 150 clowns. Like, I love clowns myself. Like, you know, I'm always, like, clowns for me.
I'm like Kramer. Like, I'm scared of clowns.
Yeah.
I like clowns.
Clowns are cool, man.
Yeah, so.
I like all clowns, though. Like, mean ones, too.
At the theater, is like, we have, like, all types of clowns. And that one is just a roller skating one. It actually has real roller skaters back in the days. They're, like, super heavy.
Take and, off on your
yeah,
like,
real roller skating?
Yeah, like,
super heavy. You had him moving, like, I gotta lie to you, man. When I think of puppets, I think of Pinocchio, and you're moving like this.
Yeah.
Puppets on ice.
I saw some good puppets one time. I don't know, the Venice Beach. This scrappy ass fool, bro. Mm-hmm. He was playing the Beatles, bro.
Oh,
that was background music?
No, it was like four puppets together as the Beatles.
That's
and
cool.
They were controlling all of them. So Ringo's playing drums.
Yeah.
And then there's others are playing guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, and their heads
it
were
was all good. Like when they were going, help! And then they go, woo! And their heads are moving like this, woo!
I think that was a woman, like a hippie woman.
So shows are what time?
Well, the shows right now, we're actually doing night shows right now, starting the 14th, which is going to start on Thursday. I must go as soon as I finish here. I'm going to go practice and trying to teach these guys how to do the Nutcracker. So that's we're going to do the Nutcracker nights. One of the, you know, the best-selling shows that we ever done at the theater. But right now in the mornings, we have a show at 10:30 in the morning from Tuesday to Friday, and at 7 p.m., you know, from Tuesday to Friday. And then on Saturdays and Sundays, right now, this is our craziest season. We're doing shows on Saturdays and Sundays in the mornings, too. We usually do one show per day, every time, one show per day, because we're getting overbooked. And
a lot of kids from schools go there, school buses.
Yeah, from Tuesday to Friday, we get nothing but schools.
That's awesome,
like,
man.
It's just
glad they support.
Like, from Saturdays and Sundays, it usually be at 2 p.m. So it's going to be at 10:30 in the morning and at 2 p.m. on Saturdays. Sundays.
That's cool that Bob reached out to the neighborhood.
Yeah, like
a lot of people don't do that, man. People come in and start a business, they forget about the neighborhood, huh?
Yeah, it's
be throwing away your shit.
That's cool, man. That you're teaching a lot of people, man. Like, I saw that a lot of kids, do you inspire a lot of kids that want to get into puppetry?
Yeah, a lot of people usually comes and, you know, like at the beginning, I'm usually seeing the people that, you know, they see me like as a regular person because, you know, they don't know what I do when it comes to at the end of the show, we bring them into this room and we usually give ice cream at the end of every show. It's always been done for years. And I mean, what was done like that. And,
how come we never went there, bro?
I actually came over here.
We were up there in Diamond, bro. We could have smoked a fat ass blunt and walked in there and laughed.
Fucking puppet show.
We went there this year.
I
should go
there. I went there about a year ago.
10:30 in the morning?
Yeah. But when does the Nutcracker production start?
Oh, it's going to start on Thursday, which is
Thursday.
Yeah, this Thursday.
And you're going to have day shows too?
Yeah, for in the morning. No, only at night.
Nutcracker
only at
night,
7 p.m.
Nutcracker only at night.
Yeah.
And then on the weekends.
And the weekends. Yeah, and the weekends, yeah, too. But it usually we usually go based on reservations. So, I mean, if there's not that much people reserving for like a certain day, of course, we won't have one. But we're trying to bring as much people as we can. And, you know,
quick question. Yeah. For all the productions, he made all the puppets?
Yeah. Oh.
Bob made all the puppets?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, the theater was a big production back in the days. I mean, it was not just Bob, you know. Well, Bob was the main guy that was, I want to appear, like, I want to do this. There was a guy making the shoes for every puppet. There was a guy for, like, you know, for
the
Yeah,
Bob,
like,
the Bob designed that.
Yeah, most of the stuff.
How did Bob get started?
I mean, he actually started, he sang his first puppet show when he was 5 years old, like, in downtown. And, you know, like...
He's from L.A. then?
Yeah, like, yeah, he grew up in L.A. He actually grew up...
That's what's up.
His house still remains right there in Beverly and Westmoreland. That's where he lived his whole life. And it was just an amazing
house. Kept the hood.
Yeah, his first workshop right behind his garage, like right behind the house. And that's where he started building his manufactured puppetry and just building puppets to, you know, send all over the world. Just amazing what he did. And so he had his first show when he was 5. When he was 8 years old, that's when he actually created his own puppets. He was doing shows already at 8 years old, which is like footage. We still have footage of him doing puppets, like little kids just doing puppet shows. Like, you know, like he has like a little Mickey Mouse looking one and like a little. So it looks like it looks like El Chavo, you know. A lot of people usually don't see that, but it's like a little, you know, puppet that kind of has the little hat right here and it just dances like a little.
Shirt.
Yeah, it's just crazy, you know. At 8 years old, he's doing that already and just. I mean, amazing. He just practically did this his whole life because he passed away when he was 93. I mean, that's 80, you know, 5+ years old of just doing this.
When did Bob pass away?
I'm in 2014.
2014?
Yeah. It was around like...
That's funny, man. That's strange how, like, it happens a lot, you know, like, when you're, like, you're so great at, like, just say Richard Pryor, you know, so great at stand-up comedy, but not good at finances. You're not good at a lot of stuff. It's hard to balance both, huh? Yeah. That's why I got the manager right here, bro. And she's done, bro. We're gonna fail, bro. Everything collapsed. She's holding the ship together, bro. I can't even book a flight. I'm gonna book a flight. I'm gonna go to the book flight. If I can book a flight, I'll book the first flight at sea. This one, we're going over there.
That's funny. No. Yesterday, when you wanted to, how do I get the music on our iTunes? Because we just got a new computer, a new Mac. So how do I get the music on our iTunes? And then he just backed away, like, to let me type it all in. Like, come on, it's your password, your username.
I don't know what passwords are. I don't know nothing. I never met our county. I don't know what he looks like.
I've only met him twice.
That's hilarious.
That's cool. That puppet stuff is really cool. Did you bring that one?
Oh, yeah, right.
You know what? It's funny you're going to hear because... For years, him and Rodrigo, he wanted to make a puppet out of
a ventriloquist puppet, though, because I went to your spot.
It's different, huh?
And they sent me this guy online, and then I found it, but he makes them, but they're not the traditional wood ones. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because at the theater, we usually don't specialize in hand puppets or nothing like that. We usually on strings. We got nothing.
How many strings are in a puppet? Depends.
Depends on the movement.
Yeah, it depends. Well, we usually, everything is mostly for support. Out of 50 strings, you're gonna manipulate maybe 5 or 6. So it's not mostly everything just to
damn,
hold the weight.
Fucking strings, though.
But sometimes you do get tangled yourself. You know, like.
What do you do when you get tangled, bro?
Just play it out, man. People.
Now he's flying.
Nah, not that much. That's funny. Right now, we usually have like 3 new people at the theater, you know, they've been there for less than 5 months. So right now, we're trying to teach them how to like play it out, you know, like, because people, they come into the theater, they don't know what we're doing, unless you really like, you know, like show it up, like, you know, it's like a dragging feet like this. I mean, you can't really, you know, play something like that unless you kind of spin the puppet around and stuff like that. So we're just trying to, you know, like, teach them, because I mean, it's nerve-breaking to just go on stage, you know, like, and do like a puppet show in front of these people. And I didn't do that until like 5 years in, because I was just doing learning effects and the main puppeteer where I was, you know, working there, like, he just kind of left and started doing his own stuff. And I kind of not got forced into jump into the stuff, but, like, the girl that was kind of, like, the main, like, the guy that grew up there, like, she was, like, she was kind of scared of grabbing the main ones, which I was, like, I just picked it up. And I'm not saying that I kind of learned just by looking, because I was had to practically look what the puppet would look, I mean, what the puppet would do for me to put, like, a light effect. And I would just look by, learn by looking a lot. And when I picked the puppet, it just now it became natural, but it just kind of already had, like, an idea how to work, and just Bob kind of, like, perfect myself, like, and do it better, like, because, like, at the beginning, I didn't know no English at all, so for me to communicate with Bob, zero, like, it was just nothing but half, maybe sign language or something, but it was just, like, hard for me to, it was just not that much talk between me and him.
Look at me, puppet.
So, like, you kind of want
to do this, though.
Yeah, I was just like, you know, he would do like a marinette, and I would look at him, and then I would do it myself, and he would look at me. And
damn,
like,
that would be tough. I can't do that.
That's like Helen Keller. It takes.
I'm still learning, trust me. I'm still learning. For like puppetry, it's like, now I'm still learning. You always.
You found a way to communicate. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. And it just, you know, somehow, like, it was my first job, you know, when I really arrived here. So I just kind of kept it, and just somehow, like, I mean, like I said, at the beginning, it was just nothing but, like, you know, like, money. Because I was in high school. That was when, you know, my little troublemaker days. It was just a job. But, like, after 5 years, you know, it became 10, and it became a passion. And just, you know, I'm just trying to show out what Bach did. Because, I mean, it's not my work. It's what he did.
Have you ever made your own puppets?
No. I mean, it takes 300 hours just to make one.
Damn.
300 hours.
Yeah.
God, damn.
So I mean, I mean,
director discouraged me.
Like they gave up already.
You know, bad hit.
I can't even feel the sense in the world.
Yeah, trust me, it's not easy. Trust me. I've been working there for almost, you know, 14, 15, you know, years, and I haven't made myself one, because it's just like, it takes just so much dedication. And
I can't even do 300 hours of community service.
So, you know, I met this girl on Instagram, you know, called Reyes Arte. I don't know if you're familiar with her.
Yeah, she does the skulls.
Yeah,
she did one of Crazy Ruben too, bro.
Yeah. So I kind of, you know, I was like, oh, shit, like, you know, this is a fucking cool-ass little, you know, doll. So I kind of, like, hit her up. And I was like, I invited to a theater, you know, she come down. It was for like around Halloween. I don't remember. It was Halloween or it was circus. But I invited down and she brought one of her pups, like, you know, all rated. I was like, oh, shit, like, all right, there, you know, fucking tripping out. And, you know, I told her what I wanted to do, like, you know, because it's not easy to just grab like a puppet, the ones from the theater, and take it to places. And I can't really, you know, because the way that I grew up and the places that I usually go to is not really, like, kids-friendly, you know. Like, I usually go to, you know, your party or hang around with the homies. And
yeah.
I can't really take one of the puppets from the theater to, like, places like that. And,
yeah.
You know, that's
what on your ass.
Yeah. So, I was like, you know, like, she was actually super
focused. No bad shit, like, one of those strings, fishing strings.
Yeah, like, no mames. So, I don't
you
really know.
You flossing with
like,
it, homie?
Where's your shoes?
So, like, you know, like, she invited me to, like, to her place. And, you know, she showed me, like, how everything she used to do. And I was just amazed how she, the whole work. And she told me, like, you know, you should do one of the this one's into a puppet. And I was like, really? You're like, do whatever you want. And I was like, all right. So I just grabbed one of the, you know, the dolls that just brought it apart and just kind of gave it like a little body movement, because what she has is just like a doll, you know, just stayed there like a little statue. And I was trying to give it a little movement, and, you know, just a little movement, because I didn't want to build like a puppet to go to a show. I was just wanted to have like a display and be like, oh, this is my own little, you know, little puppet. And put like, if I would make one, of course, it would be, like, a little better, which I'm already talking to her, and I'm working so many ideas. And but, yeah, she just let me to just go wild and whatever I want, and that's what I created El Triste.
That'd be badass, bro. You could just do the blood in, blood out. That'll be hilarious, dog.
I would fund that.
I would fund that, too.
I would fund that.
With the blood in, blood out marinette show, bro.
That'd be some shit right there.
That would be awesome.
Give me some chon chon.
You have Miko, the real Miko, do the voiceover, bro.
Yeah, that'd be something else. But, like, she just, you know, like.
Yeah, magic,
right,
huh?
Now, right. We're going to do a condensed version. How long are the shows usually?
The ones that we do at the theater is 1 hour long.
1 hour. We're going to write 1 hour. You're 3 hours in 1 hour.
These puppets are expensive.
I know.
But I mean, like, yeah, but like I said, right
a
now.
A one-man show.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
But like, right now I'm working with her. I want to do like, you know, like five clowns myself to do like my own show, you know, because I mean, I want to take my own little spice out there and just, you know, show what I could do. And, you know,
I like the her clown came out cute, man. He had like a little cholito matte face.
Do you have him?
Oh, yeah, Triste, yeah.
Is he real Triste, Triste, right? Bro. You seen him before?
Yeah, only on Instagram.
Yeah. He's a little suits.
You can wake him up right now, dog. He's going to be all mad, dog.
For
real. A moody, dog.
That's crazy how to have right now our listener going, fuck yeah, Felipe, make it happen. Oh, shit, look at him.
Yeah, he's right here. There it goes.
50 strings, huh?
Well, this one has less because it just like.
What does it do? What can it do?
Well, I mean, well, it's the strings are long. Well, I mean, can I get up?
Yeah, you can get up.
Yeah, you can
do
that. You can move that tissue box.
Yeah, oh, tissue box?
It's going to be like floor wise, like right here. I can't really. Unless I get on the chair.
You get on the desk, no?
Yeah, probably. Let me see. Figure something out. You motherfuckers are going to make me fall right here.
It's not going to roll back.
But yeah, like, so this one is like. There. Well, you know, I'm always fucking like, I'm always happy, you know. So I created El Triste, it was like the opposite of myself, you know. Like, I'm always happy, and he's like my little El Triste, you know. And this one is like, he doesn't move like, as the puppets that we do at the theater, but like, he has just like a little wiggly move.
Little MC Pancho right here, right?
You know, like,
MC Panchito.
MC Panchito.
Which is super cool. And yeah, I just call it a little G Marinette, because it's a G doll, and I just put strings in it.
G doll?
Yeah,
so
yeah, that
just
one makes
kinda,
these
you know,
little
it's super cool. So I brought him over here and just, you know, so this is probably the smallest puppet that we have at the theater, or ourselves, because the theater, the one that we have at the theater is almost half my size, and they're really way up down. And
crazy.
I saw one production there, and it was this, like, barnyard. It was like the barnyard animals. Do you guys still do that little show?
Yeah. We're actually going to do that one coming up January 15th.
Oh, okay.
It's called Something to Crow About. Super cool.
Yeah, when my son was like...
What's up, full puppeteer master?
That's right.
Puppet Master 213.
You got
Puppet
that right.
Puppet Master 213.
That's it. Yeah, but yeah, that's one of the actually oldest shows that we have at the theater. It started in 1960s,
yeah.
And that show started way before the theater opened. So it's that one, we're gonna try to bring it back, you know, soon, and it's gonna be super cool to bring that one back. And we're actually farmers in that we're like doing like we're like wearing overalls and all this stuff, which is super cool. Yeah, but there we go. That's El Triste right there for you guys. you know.
And I'm gonna show with him yet?
No. This is not like...
He's not
if I would...
But I like that you can take him around everywhere.
Oh, yeah. This is like a little... Because people don't even know like what a puppet is. That's why we usually say puppet, because, I mean, this is actually a marionette. If you want to...
Yeah, the real marionette. You do marionette, not puppet.
Nah, puppets is just like a...
Hand
like,
puppet.
Yeah, hand puppets or like... Or like the ones they usually wear like a custom over. Like, you know, the ones that wear customs. And yeah, we usually do marionettes. And I don't supposed to call myself puppet master, because that's kind of like way out there for... It's kind of like, yeah, it's called a puppeteer.
Yeah, I'm more of an artist, not a comedian.
So, yeah. So, like, I just somehow, like, just, I was like, you know, puppet
just
master.
Just right there.
And I just put the Erico, you know, like.
I was like, when are you going to pass that joint?
Looking like juice, huh?
So, yeah, it's, you know, super cool. But if I would end up doing a show with them, I'd probably just create, like, a brand new body for it.
Yeah.
I just did, like, yeah, just wanted to do a puppet. I did this guy, like, in 3 days.
You made his little suit and everything?
Yeah, everything right there in the spot. And she had these boots, like, like a little clown boots, and I just kind of paint them black and give them a little, you know, like a little suit or whatever. And, yeah, they do, like, a little facing and everything, which was super cool. And I tell her to, you know, just, I mean, that's, it's her thing. I just put strings in them.
She's
kind
of,
la neta, I just put them back.
What's her Instagram?
Reyes Arte.
Yeah, follow her.
Yeah, she's super cool. And she's amazing. That girl is super cool. And right now, she just gave me like a little skeleton dog looking one. And I'm going to make them into a marionette. Because we got skeletons at the theater. Like, it was just like, I was like, what? Like, let me wear something with this guy. So I just took it away yesterday, actually.
What year did Bob Baker start doing that? The other was Muertos one over there at
the theater? I mean, that's probably started because...
I must have been there, but I missed it.
It probably started in the 80s or...
Oh, so going back 70s.
Okay. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it goes way back because the puppets that we have are, like, really well-made. Even though right now they're kind of, like, you could see the age of it, but they're, like, really, you know, well-made and just amazing what he did. That's for sure.
You can make the marionettes do anything, huh? Like you can make them dance, ride a bicycle.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably be a little more difficult. I mean, actually, recently we did this big circus show, which was super cool, and I never done that show before myself. The circus, it was like a random show for me, and we did like a tightrope clown. It was like a tightrope. I mean,
if you
think of like a tightrope, I mean,
Jalen, you have that on Instagram,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
the tightrope.
Yeah, like
climb, you know, a tightrope on a bicycle.
But like it's just. It's just walking on the rope.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Like it looks like a little high ceiling. But yeah, I've never like even seen a tightrope myself. You know, I went to like Google and. I used to work in a gasoline station right here in Santa Monica. And I used to go early so I could smoke, you know, a little bit, like in a boardwalk and just, you know. Everywhere I usually go,
I
used to,
the
like,
boardwalk,
you know, like,
over here.
I don't matter.
A little bit, cause that counter.
You gotta find a cool spot, bro. You like? Now you're going to be at the fucking boardwalk, bro, Santa Monica.
But over there, they have these guys doing the tightrope. They do, like, all these crazy flips. They're not like actually tightrope, because tightrope is just like a straight.
Man,
but it's like more like, you know, like.
You talking about that
plastical.
German? You talking about that German family?
Yeah, the tension one. What?
You talking about that German family? Because they used to be this guy that looked like Thor. That we used to whip his son, bro, to do acrobats.
They would do acrobats together and contortions.
That
was on Social Promenade.
Social Promenade, yeah.
That's crazy. But yeah, I would walk in there and. That's crazy. And I would see these guys do their thing, you know? And I was like, damn, they're doing all these crazy flips, and I would just walk it, you know? It's already difficult just walking across, because I'm like, fuck, I never done this before, and I was like sweating myself. That probably gives me like, oh, man, like, I'm still getting
anxiety,
huh? Yeah, like, you'll be shaking on stage, because once you do it in practice, when you're in practice, you're like, oh, shit, I could do this, but when you see all these people just looking at you, it's like a whole different story.
It's funny,
like,
because there are two performances going on. There's the performance of the marionette.
Yeah, it's like a live thing.
And you're being watched as well while you're doing your job.
We've done that show like maybe 27, maybe 23 times, and I fell down twice. I fell down from the rope twice. And like the first time I was
Bolo.
It just
you got tangled into
like,
the
no,
wires.
I just didn't land the feet on the rope and it just went down. But
there's
like
only one
luckily,
rope.
Luckily it didn't like I didn't drop the whole string, like I didn't drop the whole puppet like to like up to the floor. It actually just fell on his feet. It fell on his feet and like I was actually be able to play it out, because I mean you have to just play it out, you know, like there's like a string where the puppet actually looks at you up, and the puppet looked at me up and I was like, what are you looking at me? You're the one doing, you know, the show. So I kind of played out that way. Yeah, improvise that way.
Yeah, roll with it, bro.
Wait a minute. So, you fell and the puppet fell?
No, the puppet fell. And the puppet was looking at me and it was just like, because I was not doing it high. We usually don't do like shows like high, like on the ceiling or nothing. We actually in front of us. So yeah, the puppet looked at me and I was like, yeah, people were just kind of like, it just fell down. But I somehow like flicked, because I was nervous. I was like, what should I do? So I just somehow like, you know, grab one of his feet, put in my hand and just be able to kind of bring him back into the rope and just kind of finish towards the end, but it didn't go all the way. But it was pretty, you know, it was pretty interesting, because I never, you know, like, doing like a mistake like that, because actually I had dropped a puppet in front of people. Like, it just happens. I don't know. It's just kind of weird, but it just live stuff, you know. You don't plan, like, record this, like, in a day before and just, like, oh, just do it. It just happens right there on the spot. And the second time, I was just too nervous. I just didn't play it out as much. And, yeah,
damn.
Too nervous. But
we got to get Cain on an interview on Me Too, man. That should go viral, bro.
Yeah, we should send them the link.
But yeah, like, it's a trip, you know. There's some puppets that I'm still learning, you know. Like, right now, I'm learning as I go. And, you know, like, Bob, you know, is not with us right now. But, like, I'm just trying to keep the art alive as much as we can, because you don't see puppets around no more. It's hardly. Everybody is amazed sometimes when I take this little guy. I've been taking all these pictures, and he'd be actually become more famous than me. He'd be coming up music videos, and there was this guy, Poetic One, you know, he's one of my homies. He's, you know, like a little artist, and he did like a music video. He invited me to be in it, you know, and I just went out.
Nah,
just
a puppet.
I just showed up myself, you know.
Sad.
I showed up myself, and he was like, what's your puppet? And I was like,
you showed up by yourself. Oh,
yeah.
It's your suitcase.
Like, what's your puppet? I thought he wanted me, but that was one of the puppets. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, I left him at the theater. I was like, oh, let's go over there.
We're going to do an intern, though.
That's
funny.
Kind
of
I put away on top of the suitcase. I dressed up. Well, I told you.
So, yeah, he was doing like a little filming right there.
Yeah, 8x10.
Elysian Park with all the lowriders.
Hey, color up,
It was super cool. Like, But yeah, I just went back into the theater, so he did like a little clip of, you know, El Triste in the front of the theater, and he actually captured the tightrope like at the end, which is super cool. And
that's like the King of the Hill where Hank liked Bobby's dummy, Ventriloquist dummy, better than Bobby. Yeah. He was all into sports and stuff.
But yeah, it's pretty interesting. You know, he came out in another music video with Ruby Wu. She's like a little model, pinup model, and she's an artist too. And he invited, you know, Tristan to come out, and super cool. And yeah, it just, you know, he's just beginning. Oh, that's pretty cool, you know, reviews. And that's why I kind of want to create more things with Reyes Arte and just bring both of ourselves in it. And, you know, I'm sure people are going to enjoy that.
Hell yeah, man, they would.
That's awesome. Dude.
See, this one even looks like it's throwing gang signs. Baby hands, they look like gang signs. That's so funny.
Yeah, this guy's super cool.
I'm going to make the best taxes.
I was kind of...
What's up, fool?
But yeah, I can't wait, man. I can't really wait to, you know, work on new things. And it's going to be super fun.
Where can people find you on social media?
But on social media, I just go by myself as PuppetMaster213.
PuppetMaster213 on Instagram, right?
Yeah, on Instagram. So, that's before. Because like I said, I used to have my account private for a long time. Because I didn't want, you know, people to see my craziness. And then it just recently, just this year, just let it go public. And all these people just somehow found me. I was like, oh, shit. Like, I guess, you know, which is super cool because I didn't thought about it at the time. I was kind of... stupid, you know, I would have had, like, more people more into it, and that's what I want. I just want to show up what Bob did, and, you know, like...
Do they have marinade classes in the summer to learn teach kids how to marinate?
I mean, right now, since I'm actually going full-time at the theater, I mean, there's all this craziness going on right now with all this, you know, like, renovation and what we're trying to do, and... But, yeah, I mean,
I'll fund that, too.
I mean, we just want people to, I mean, we were trying to do something like a little summer camp for kids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But not a lot of people, you know, like, it's just the advertising-wise, it's just not there. But, like, we're always trying to get people to, you know, come into the theater for, like, not for just myself to, like, be there full-time, for all of us, you know, to build, like, puppets for kids. And, you know, we want to do, like, a class for, like, you know, almost, like, 15 kids to, like, start, like, build, like, a puppet from ground up. From like the bottom up, and then at the end of the class do themselves a puppet show, you know. That's what we're trying to, like, a little picture of it, and which is gonna be super cool at the time. And I can't wait to, you know, work on new ideas for the theater and all this super cool stuff. And
it's gonna be fun. Awesome.
Yeah. You know what we could do is maybe help Dolores Mission send their summer camp kids over there or something like that. And we could help them fund that little trip.
Yeah, because like we always get like right now, like we're struggling maybe like 3-4 years, because back in the day we used to get like a lot of schools, but like their schools, they actually cut their budget for field trips. Mm-hmm. So that's when the theater just somehow lasted, because right now we're hardly having shows. Like from Tuesday to Friday, from to Sunday, we only have Friday, Sunday shows, and it's not that much, you know. I mean, or like 3 days out of, you know, like 6 days, it's just not, that's why I was forced to kind of get like a night job and work in the kitchen. But now, you know, slowly, you know, Christmas season is picking up. That's why they want me more there, and I was kind of forced to quit the night job. But like, right now, this is like, you know, that's what we're trying to pick up, you know, the Nutcracker night. Because we usually have two Christmas shows. We usually do one every year. Holidays on Strings will be 1 year, Nutcracker will be the next year. And we did the Nutcracker last year, that's why we didn't want to do it this year. But Nutcracker is a big name, that's what people like, and that's what we're trying to maybe do, like a night show. But the one that we have in the morning is called Holiday on Strings. We got, like, you know, elves, Santa Claus, Rudolph, and all this super cool
reindeer
stuff. And yeah, trust me, you see all this pretty cool stuff.
I want to see that shit.
Trust me, that's why I actually came over here to talk shit to you, because I'm like, this guy invited me to his show, but he still hasn't seen my show, so it's kind of weird. Like,
he's never home on the weekend.
Yeah, I know, he did tell me, so I was like,
I'm home for 2 weeks.
He has 2 weeks off.
I know, it'd be kind of strange. But, you know,
you guys are online, right? You guys have a website, the theater?
Yeah, well, the theater has, BobBakerMarinette.com, and, you know, just like the website, you could always volunteer. We actually get a lot of volunteers, you know, to help us out, and, you know, like, you know, and ideas, and, you know, little projects we have here and there. But like the theater, we always, you know, we always been there for sure, and we're always trying to, you know, help the community, helps us, you know, like, you know, try to show what we have at the theater. Because I mean, trust me, not even our neighbors sometimes know what is there.
Hell no, they don't know.
It's crazy. That's what I kind of
like. I just rather marionette.
The first time I ever knew
horns.
Marionette was that John Malkovich movie. Being John Malkovich, oh, little
yeah.
marionette.
Yeah, that's why I want to like.
Did you see Team America?
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Oh, my God.
Did you see that?
No, just there used to be a comedian that used to do an impression of America. And so ever since I just got sick of that shit. But I heard it's an awesome movie.
So good. Yeah, but those guys said they'd never do a marionette movie again in their lives. They almost quit it because it was so hard.
It's not easy to watch. We're just recently working on it.
There's a part where they puke, right?
No, they have sex at one point and they want
to. Yeah, the good seeing dude.
I think somebody was replaying that shit.
Steamer on his chest.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's a great movie. And so is Orgasmo.
That's pretty hilarious.
Same makers.
It's
South Park.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's just amazing. We know what the theater is.
Puppet Master, 213, bro.
Yeah, that's the one, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
But, I mean, don't just follow me. Follow the theater because they have like a...
And there's Triste, though.
What's the theater?
The theater is Bob Baker Marionettes.
Bob Baker Marionettes.
For the Instagram, yeah.
They're on Instagram too.
You can probably see that theater, man, if you're making a crazy ass turn right there.
Right in front of the Montanos.
Yeah, right there, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like, what is that, First Street or Beverly? Beverly going up above your head. And then there's Glendale.
We used to live over the third and Lucas.
And Lucas. We used to live on Lucas in the tiniest apartment.
Shout out to Whitmer.
There it goes.
No windows in our apartment, bro.
We were locked up.
That's so funny.
What's up, fool? You have a brother and sister who are to marry?
Yeah, I'm not married. I'm the older one of six.
He was the only one of seven. Bro.
Oh, really? Damn. So I used to have a little kinder in my house. That's why I would hardly be home back in the day. So I would be like outside having trouble.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like I kind of grew up with all that stuff. Like, you know, like a little Thai family. And yeah, well, my name is Cain. And my mom named my other brother Abel.
Oh, really?
Yeah. David.
Cain and Abel.
Y luego David, y luego Noé.
Wow.
So, like, para los hombres puros bíblicos, para las mujeres es Stephanie y Yulisa.
Oh, wow. She's the name of Maria.
Wow.
So, para las mujeres, no sé por qué no las pusieron.
Yeah, I knew it, Yulisa.
I was born in a hospital named Belén. Like, yeah, it's fucking hilarious. Like,
Bethlehem.
Well, it doesn't exist no more. That's why I'm kind of having a little struggle myself. But, like, it's fucking funny.
What's up, fool? Shout out to Cain right here from the Bob.
Yeah, Bob Baker.
Baker Marionette.
A lot of people.
So go watch him, man. Go check it out, people. Support Marionette.
For real,
support
man.
The homie.
Yeah, because it's a dying art.
You gotta help him out,
life.
Man. Because you guys don't help him out, man. All you gonna do is roll up blunts.
Nah,
what's up?
Help the theater,
damn it.
Yeah, man.
So, what's up, Rodrigo?
Chilling, dog.
You'll take your lady and your baby and your son to marry me.
Go see the puppets, eh?
Hola, lady. Hey, shout out to Little Homie, bro.
Little Homie.
Yeah,
little Homie.
Don't
shout
be
out
sad,
to
dog.
Shout out to Reyes Art.
Yeah, Reyes Arte.
Reyes Arte, she does the puppets.
Nah, she doesn't do puppets, but.
No, what's up, okay, fool? Guys. Shout out to Lisa right here. Shout out to this fool right here. This
Cain.
Cain.
Yeah,
are we going back next year or we're off for Christmas?
We have one more week. Next week will be Rebecca Corey and her dogs.
All right. We're going to have pet bulls in here.
We're going to have two pit bulls.
All right, man. All right, everybody. Don't forget to get the new album, the vinyl, on creepinworld.com/shop.
And we also have CDs. And we have the digital version, of course, on iTunes and everywhere else you buy music online. And Rebecca's episode will be the last episode of the year. We won't have one on the last week of the year.
Hell no.
Studio's closed.
All right.
All right, bye.
Later, fools.